Hello, lovelies. Welcome to Almost Married, the podcast for all the brides and grooms to learn all the tips and tricks to plan the wedding of your dreams. I'm your host, Allie Armstrong, and I'm so excited you joined us and to be a small part of your big day. Welcome back. I'm Allie Armstrong, and today we're talking about skincare and beauty tips with the owner of Vanity Lab, which is a medical aesthetics and laser clinic in Vancouver. So I'd like to welcome Natasha to the podcast.
Hello.
Hello. It's so lovely to have you.
Great to be here. I'm actually listening to all your podcasts right now. Because I'm mid-planning
our wedding. Yes. Congratulations. So. Mm-hmm. You're getting married maybe this summer. Hopefully this summer.
Yes, this summer, but we opted to make it difficult last minute and do it in London.
England.
It's really hard to find a location just from seeing photos online. So I think I'm going to try and get back there again quick. And
oh, wow. Do some
really
venue scouting.
Try and nail down the location, because after that, I feel like
everything else will
fall into place.
Congratulations. It's super exciting. I can't wait to see those photos. So skincare is such a relevant topic in my world. Obviously, being around brides and bridesmaids, and I think, you know, even the age that I'm at, a lot of my girlfriends are super into skincare, as they should be, and it's made me feel a little bit more mindful about my own routine. So I'm very excited to talk to you today and walk away myself with some great tips. Everyone wants to look their absolute best on their wedding day, so I'm hoping you can share some advice, some insight on what maybe people can focus on leading up to their big day. So first off, I want to know, how did you even get in this industry and end up owning this amazing clinic?
It's a long story. We might have to edit some of it out. So I started in sciences. I was originally going to go into midwifery, and I was on call for births, but with that, I sort of had my science background, and I was just naturally interested in the industry and all things sort of anti-aging and skincare. And when I started applying the science background to that interest, I think that's where the passion really developed. When I was looking at, okay, I'm being told I should use this product on my skin. Like, how does this ingredient work on a cellular level? Or what works, what doesn't work? Because there's so much different stuff out there. Mm-hmm. So when I started sort of combining the two interests, I really fell in love with it. And I started working in some clinics in Vancouver, and I just felt that nobody was really doing it right. I felt there was two extremes from my experience working in the industry. There was sort of dodgy Groupon places that really wanted to make a quick buck, and they weren't delivering results or anything. It was just sort of a revolving door of getting people in with a cheap deal. And then there was sort of the higher end doctor's offices, which were doing good procedures, but I would see it was always a much more mature demographic coming in, because if you're paying $3,000 for a laser treatment, most people can't afford that. So I felt very strongly about the same way you would take care of your hair or get your nails done and do those little things for sort of like self-maintenance. You should be able to take care of your skin health and anti-aging the same way, and it shouldn't cost you $10,000 to do so. So we wanted to open a place that was sort of a fresher, more relaxed approach, but also weeded out all the junk. So there are a lot of places out there that are offering products or treatments just because they're trendy and they have sort of the buzzwords on them, and they'll sell, but they're not necessarily going to give you that desired end result. So we wanted to weed out all of that, still offer all the good stuff, but offer it in a more affordable way, so people could do it like on a monthly basis, the same way you would get your nails done, go and have a facial or a laser treatment and be confident with your skin.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can say, you know, in the last couple of years, I've been diligent with facials and serums and moisturizing, and I feel like a new person, you know, when you start to actually pay attention to your face.
If you can sort of unlock the key, because everyone's skin is so different, and I feel like that's the confusing thing, is there is so much out there. So if you can really hone in on like what it is your skin needs, it really makes such a difference. And just being confident in your skin and not feeling like you have to wear makeup every day is
Amazing.
Life-changing. And that's what we wanted to do. And I feel like it's people are recognizing that. So it's really cool industry to sort of do that.
And I love that you have the science background. I did not know that about you. Yeah, so that's impressive. Got the knowledge behind it all. So everyone, I'm sure, wants to know what they can do to get glowing skin before their wedding. And I know, like, emphasis on the word glow, because everyone wants to look, like, radiant on their wedding day.
So, again, everyone's going to have a different skin type. So the best thing you can do is find a clinic or a technician that you trust and you trust what they're saying. So that you can go in and have a consultation and find out exactly what your skin needs. Because there's definitely some products that I'll recommend, but given different skin types, it would be good to sort of maybe if you're going to use that product, you need it to use it in conjunction with something else. Or so I always urge people, like with our clinic, we do complimentary consultations just so that people can come in, they can have a full assessment of their skin and find out exactly what their skin needs. So what are the issues with your skin? What skin type do you have? And what are your skin goals? And if you can custom tailor both a treatment plan and a skincare plan to really go after what it is your skin needs, you're going to find so much better results than if you're just sort of buying a product because you saw it on Instagram and it comes in a pretty jar or, you know, it has a big marketing back behind it. So definitely starting with getting your custom skincare down is ideal. For the glow, I would say there's a few things. So I really love the line Zio, and they have a couple products that you wouldn't want to start using the day before your wedding, but if you have some time, like a month or so before, where you can start trying it out and just seeing, like, can your skin tolerate it? How often can you be using it without irritation? The ones that I find best for glow is there's the Zio Complexion Renewal Pads, which are great, and also the Exfoliation Accelerator. What it is it's there's acids in it, so it's almost like a little mini chemical peel every day. So I use it probably 3 times a week, and if I have an event or something like that, I might up it a little more, but the key behind either of those products is you're sort of taking off that top layer of skin, sort of that dull layer of skin. So your makeup's going to go on smoother. The way the light reflects off your skin when it's all smooth is going to be more even. And you're going to get more of that glow because you don't have that dead layer of skin top of. Yeah, and it's going to create dullness to the skin. So those two products I do love, but also exfoliation. I think a lot of people think that exfoliating is something they should do once a week, but realistically, a lot of dermatologists recommend if you can exfoliate every morning, that's great. I wouldn't jump into, okay, now I'm from here on, I'm going to exfoliate every day. I would work your way up to it. So if you're doing it once a week, up it to twice a week, then 3 times a week. And if your skin can tolerate it, make it part of your morning routine. If your skin is a little more on the sensitive side, maybe you're doing it every second day. But exfoliation is key. Again, taking off that dull layer of skin is ideal to have that glowiness. And also, not even for glowiness, but just absorbing the nutrients in your skincare. If you're going to be spending money on good quality skincare, you want to absorb it all and take in all those nutrients. So exfoliation is key.
Okay.
Another thing I love, if I have an event, I really love dermaplaning.
Love dermaplaning. Yes.
But, and this is where a lot of people might get angry at me, I don't think it's something that you need to spend $300 to have done. I think it's like you can buy the little tools. It's like a little plastic stick with like a little blade on the end of it. You can buy them on Amazon. You can buy them at Sephora. And you can do it yourself. So again, don't do it yourself the day before your wedding.
Right.
Because, you know, if it takes you 1 or 2 times to really get comfortable using the tool, you don't want to nick yourself the day before the wedding. But it's really simple. And you can YouTube it and find videos. Like you're really just sort of, you know, pulling your skin tight and doing an up and down motion with the tool. And what it does is the little blade, a lot of people are scared of it because it's it's technically like shaving your face. Mm-hmm. And people think like if I shave my face, my facial hair is going to grow back thicker and darker. But right. that's not actually the case. So the little blade takes off the top layer of skin. So it's really good for exfoliation. But you're also going to get off all that peach fuzz that yes. everyone has on their face. It almost looks like a little stack of hay after you do it because you have all the debris from the skin mm-hmm. and the peach fuzz from your face. And once you see that you've taken that off, like it really sort of opens your eyes, like all your makeup or all yeah. your skincare is being put on top of all that peach fuzz and that facial hair that everyone has, whether you're a hairier person or not. So that's really great. Again, sort of great that tip. Smooth surface.
And the makeup goes on. I haven't done it in a while, but when I did it in the past, my makeup went on.
It goes on like silk.
Like it does. It's yeah. like a baby's bum. It was amazing.
So I love dermaplaning. I probably do it 2 or 3 times a month.
Okay.
And especially like I'll do it the day before if I'm going to an event or something like that. Just to have
flawless
makeup look, that glowy look. Yeah, but you don't need to go somewhere and pay a ton of money to have it done.
I love that you said that. Or you can if you want the experience.
But
you can also buy your own tool. Yeah, no, that's awesome. And obviously, you know, you don't want to start trying out new skincare routines close to your wedding day. But how long on average would you say you notice a difference in somebody's skin? Like, would you recommend maybe they start 3 or 4 months out from their wedding? So they
definitely. So on average, to get a full turnover, like a skin cycle, mm-hmm. is going to be 27 days. And okay. I say it usually takes 3 cycles to really see what a product is going to do for your skin. So okay. you're looking at 3 months. And that's another reason why I really stress to women to don't be buying your skincare from a drugstore or a Sephora for a couple reasons. You don't want to just pick any products because if you just try X, Y, and Z because you think it's cute or you saw an ad, not only are you now wasting 3 months of your life and leading up to a wedding, that's a big chunk of time to mm-hmm. see if something's going to work, but you're also wasting the money on it. So that's why I always say if you can, take the time, just even for like 30 minutes, go in, meet with a professional and find out exactly what your skin needs.
Takes the guesswork mm-hmm. out of it too.
Yeah. And then the other reason why, I know I sound so biased against, like, sorry to anyone who's using drugstore Sephora products, but the reason why I don't love those products is they have to have very low amounts of active ingredients because anyone can just buy anything and they can use it however they want, no matter what it says on the back of the bottle. Whereas when we're selling sort of medical grade skincare products that are only sold in a clinic where there's a doctor and there's staff that are trained, it's because those products have high actives in them and they need to come with education and this is how you would use it and you wouldn't use it with this and teaching people. So places like a department store or a drugstore, they're not allowed to sell the products with higher active ingredients in them because if you use it the wrong way, you can irritate your skin or you could, you know, if you were using an acid the wrong way, you could burn your skin. So they're very, very gentle. And, you know, if you're in your early 20s or your late teens, sure, why not? Or if it's a gentle cleanser that you like, awesome. But if you're really wanting to see change in your skin or really do anti-aging, you need those active ingredients okay. to change the skin.
It sounds like it's similar to vitamins where, you know, I buy my vitamins through my naturopath because there's mm-hmm. more active ingredients versus the drugstore has the fillers.
Quality, exactly. Yeah, so some products will say they have retinol in them, but or other ingredients where they just have like this synthetic version or a very low quality or a low amount. Yeah.
Yeah. And you want things to work as quickly as possible and obviously as effective as possible.
Definitely.
So that makes perfect sense. So we kind of just touched on it, but I think now it's obvious that you don't want to do a facial like the day before your wedding if you haven't done that facial before or anything new, I should say.
Yes and no. So you don't want to do anything new, definitely.
Right.
I look at it like I used to run marathons, and the way I talk to people when we have brides come in is the same way I would talk to someone running a marathon. Like, you've had all this time leading up, like, you don't want to switch things up the day before. Yeah. Like, even if it's switching up the type of oatmeal you eat, if that's going to make you bloated or gassy, like, you're not going to have a good marathon. Same thing with skincare. Like, you never know. So even if it's supposed to be a gentle facial, it could have an ingredient in there that you're allergic to, mm-hmm. and you reacted, and you're that 1 in 100 person who reacted, and that's not what you want to deal with on your wedding day. So there are treatments. Like, for me, myself, anytime I have a gala or anything like that, I do the Zio red carpet facial. And it's called the red carpet facial because people usually do it the day before or the day of, like, an event to get that really glowy skin. So I personally will be doing that mm-hmm. the day before my wedding or even the morning of. However, if you haven't done it before and you don't know how your skin reacts, I would definitely say do it a month before. Do it even if you just have a date night or something. Like, use that as an excuse just to try it out and see how your skin reacts. The same way you would go for a makeup trial. Yes. You wouldn't just leave that till the morning of.
Course.
So there are treatments like that Zio red carpet facial, which are great for the day of an event, just to give you that really luminous, glowing skin. Mm. But I would never go in it blind. I would definitely try it out beforehand.
I was going to tell a horror story of my sister on her wedding day. I don't know where she got this mask, but she decided to wake up kind of just part of her morning relaxation routine, mm-hmm. do this face mask, grab a cup of tea, and it had cayenne pepper in this face mask, and her face got so inflamed. It was beet red. She looked like a lobster. And I am a wedding planner. I'm usually trained to stay very calm, so I was trying very hard. It's okay. It's not that bad. You know, we're gonna figure it out. And I'm getting ice packs and I'm fanning her. Inside, I was freaking out. I wouldn't let her look in the mirror because she actually looked like she had the worst sunburn of her life. And I didn't know if it was going to calm down. Thankfully, it was stressful, but her face did calm down about an hour before her wedding, but she couldn't do her makeup until an hour. So the makeup artist is just on standby because she can't touch her face. It was literally a nightmare. So let that be a lesson, just to make sure, you know, you definitely test things and you just don't do anything completely new day before, day of. That facial sounds amazing. I'm definitely interested in trying that one.
Yeah, it's a good one to try. Some people are scared of it because there's a little bit of a chemical peel in it, but it's just enough to sort of stimulate the cells. It's not going to make you peel.
Okay.
Like another chemical peel. But that actually reminds me something that I didn't touch on with getting that glowing skin. I think it was the first question. Chemical peels are amazing for that. We get a lot of brides who come in and they'll do a series of chemical peels, whether they just want the glowing skin or they're trying to get rid of acne before the day of the wedding. But again, it's something you want to try far in advance. Mm-hmm. The more time you have to start, the better.
And isn't there a little bit of a period of time once you do the chemical peel? Obviously, your skin's going to naturally peel and exfoliate.
There's definitely different levels. Like I said, like if we go to something gentle like the stimulator peel, it's just stimulating the cells. So you won't get the shedding, but a lot of them do have shedding. So it's something that you'd want to do like a month out.
Okay, that's good. So if a girl doesn't have a beauty or a skincare routine, say they've never seen an esthetician, you know, is there like a moisturizer or something that's low risk, like a product that you would recommend that, you know, could at least be helpful to them?
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like a broken record, but yeah, if you're starting out from square one, go for your consultation, find out exactly what your skin needs. Something that I recommend to everyone across the board is Zio Daily Power Defense. I should be getting paid by them.
I know. This is not an ad, by the way. Yeah.
It's a really good line. But it's full of DNA repair enzymes, and it's light enough that someone with acneic skin or someone with dry skin can use it. And it's just really good. It's not something that's going to make you feel, you know, super smooth and glossy like some of the products out there afterwards, but it's just really good for general skin health. So that's a good one.
Okay.
The number one thing for anyone is a good quality sunscreen. And especially us being in Vancouver, I find so many women still don't quite understand that. And what it is, is there's two types of UV rays. So there's UVA and there's UVB. So UVB will give you a sunburn. That's why in the summer or when we go on vacation, we slather ourselves in sunscreen because we don't want to get a sunburn. But UVA is a different wavelength of light, and it doesn't get filtered out the same way like by the clouds that UVB does. So it's not going to give you a sunburn, but it's still going to give you premature aging. So even on a rainy, cloudy day, you should be wearing your sunscreen, and you should be reapplying it every few hours. So whether you just get like a brush-on powder one to put on top of your makeup, but sunscreen is the cheapest and easiest thing you can do for anti-aging. You can spend hundreds of dollars on all these creams, but if you're not wearing a good quality sunscreen, even now with like our cell phones and our computers, if you can get a good quality one that also protects you against those HEV rays, definitely sunscreen.
We'll get right back to today's interview, but first I wanted to tell you about an exciting new workshop series that I'll be hosting for people just like you, brides and grooms-to-be that are planning their own dream wedding and need a little guidance on the what, why, how, when of wedding planning. Let me be clear, weddings can be daunting, overwhelming, expensive, and stressful, but they can also be so much fun if you can manage to plan a wedding within your budget, with all the people you love the most, and without any last-minute surprises. And I want to help you take the stress and fear out of the planning and make you feel prepared for what's to come. I've taken my decades of professional wedding planning experience and created a custom one-day crash course that will walk you in detail through all the steps you need to cover. The workshops will be starting this spring in Vancouver, but we will be touring throughout North America as well. So if you're interested and want us to come to your city, let me know. You will find more info on what's included in the workshop and can buy your tickets on my website, AllieArmstrongEvents.com. That's Allie with a Y, AllieArmstrongEvents.com. Okay, now back to today's interview. And I mean, I'm not going to say how old I am, but when I was 20, you know, tanning beds were all the rage. And
I'm so mad at myself.
Did you actually go through that phase too before you had the knowledge? And
when I was in high school, and to me, it seems like it should be illegal. I think it is now. Like, I think you have to be a certain age, or you have to have like a signed thing from your parents. But when I was in high school, our high school had a tanning salon right next to it.
And the girls, I thought it was at your high school.
The girls would always go next door at like lunch and go tanning. And I'm
so upset with myself.
Yes.
I am too, because that long-term damage is done. But thankfully, there's things that are can help that.
There's definitely things that can help. So yeah, a good quality sunscreen every day. Don't forget your neck, your décolleté, your hands, because although you're not worried about those areas now, I see so many women who come in and their face looks great because they've been using all these great products and procedures, and then from like the neck down, they look 100.
Oh no.
So definitely don't avoid those areas. Again, cheapest, easiest thing you can do. Other than sunscreen, I would say the one thing that I would sort of across the board for everyone for anti-aging and skin health is a good quality retinol.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely that's like the one ingredient that everyone should be using. Mm-hmm. Again, don't jump into that right before a wedding because your skin is going to react. And then also, yeah, find a technician that you can trust to sort of advise you on products. Mm-hmm. Like just the other day I was in the mall and I went into the Ordinary store and they had all their retinols out, and they had like really high, like a 1% retinol is very strong. And I thought it was odd that they just had them all like out where anyone could like put them on, because I'm like, whoa, this is a really strong product. And I was asking her about it and she's like, oh, no, like these aren't strong, like a real 1% retinol. And I'm like, oh, good to know.
That's deceiving.
That's why I just feel like it's deceiving for people out there. Like, for me, like my job is to look into these things and I have the background to sort of know the science behind it. But for the average person, like it's a tough go to figure out like what's real and what's just marketing. So that's why I say if you do have someone you trust or a clinic that you trust, it's sort of a good place to go. Just to get pointed in the right direction.
You mentioned the hands. Like what – I feel like I never loved my hands. Like what can you do for your hands?
There's so much.
I want to know. I don't know any of this.
So the number one thing, of course, is slathering. The same time you put the sunscreen on your face, just carry it down to your neck, your décolleté, and then put it on your hands as well. Because if you're driving or anything like that,
sun exposure.
Your hands are just baking in the sun. if you do have sort of age spots, sun spots, or discoloration on your hands as you get older, some people just naturally have them. The same lasers that you can do on your face, like IPL, we do a lot of IPL on people's hands, which is also just great for sort of stimulating the cells for anti-aging as well. And not that this is something that you have to worry about, but another trend that we're seeing in hands is for a more mature woman who sort of get that sunken look in the hands. Mm. Some women are actually getting filler put into their hands just to sort of plump them up and make them look more youthful.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But that's very far down the road for you, thankfully.
Well, thank you. Well, you mentioned filler. That was on my list. So why don't we jump there? So fillers, injectables, can you share some knowledge around that and what you would recommend, or what is, I guess, most popular, common for people to focus on?
Definitely. So everyone loves Botox, but the same way with injectables, you don't want to do anything right before the wedding. So with filler, it's easy. If you put filler in and you don't like it, you can instantly have it dissolved.
Oh,
so
really?
For me, I had a bunch of filler done before my engagement party, which you actually helped me with. Thank you.
Of course.
And because I had just had it put in, there was a little area where when I smiled, there was a little bump. And normally I would just let it settle for a week or two and it would be all sort of settled in and smoothed out. But because I had the engagement party the next day, I just went in and just instantly dissolved. So filler's kind of magic in that sense that if you don't like it, it's gone.
If you have buyer's remorse, you can reverse it.
Yeah, you know what? If you're like, you know what? Maybe not for me.
Okay.
Just dissolve it. It's not super comfortable to dissolve it, but it can be dissolved. The only other thing I would say with filler is if you are doing it somewhat close to your wedding, again, filler lasts longer, so you really don't need to do it right before your wedding. You can do it months before your wedding. But if you do find yourself in a place where you're doing it right before the wedding, I would definitely go to just sort of like even like a Choices or a Whole Foods, anywhere that sort of has like a naturopathic section, and you can get some sort of high potency arnica pills. So if you want to avoid bruising, not most people don't bruise, but if you happen to be one of those people where it hits a vessel or anything like that, the last thing you want, especially if you're doing something like under eyes where it's a very vascular area, you don't want a black eye on your wedding. So I would just recommend giving yourself as much time as you can with the filler, but also if you're going to do it, you can always take an arnica supplement before, during, after to sort of decrease your chances of bruising.
That's a great tip.
Botox, on the other hand, is not something we can take away. So I always tell people, whatever area you're wanting to do, some people want to do, they want to erase their lines, or they want to do a brow lift so they just look a little more rested and refreshed. Try it beforehand just to see how you like it. Because if you feel like, oh, you know what? I need a little bit more. I need a little bit less. Once Botox is in, there's nothing we can do to take it out other than time. So Botox usually lasts around 3 months.
Okay.
So if you could sort of give it a cycle beforehand just to sort of really narrow down on what you like, then when you go to have it the next time, you already know and you're not stuck with it for your wedding day. If you feel like it was a bit heavy or it wasn't enough. The other thing too, even if you do that, so say you get Botox 6 months before your wedding, just to try it out and see how it affects your face. If you're going to do it right before the wedding, because it lasts 3 months, I would still give it at least a month before the wedding, because two reasons. A, Botox takes about 2 weeks to fully kick in. So a lot of times we'll have women call and they'll be like, oh, not necessarily brides, but a lot of like mother of the brides type thing will have them call and say like, my daughter's wedding is next week. I need Botox. I want to refresh my face. And it's their first time. And it's like, okay, well, your Botox isn't going to fully kick in till the week after your daughter's wedding.
Right.
So give it 2 weeks to see the full result. But also the reason why I say do it the month before is because if anything does need to be tweaked, like sometimes we'll see one brow go slightly higher than the other one and it's not a big deal, but you'd have to come in and get maybe like one or two units on the other side just to really balance things out. And again, for day-to-day life, most women don't even think of this stuff. It's not a big deal. But when it's your wedding day, one brow being slightly higher when you smile or you make a certain expression, like it does matter.
Yes.
So if you have that month, that way you see the full result at 2 weeks. And if anything needs to be changed, you still have another 2 weeks just to slightly tweak it.
It's awesome. So you touched on that you are getting married soon, which is so exciting. I want to know two things. I want to know what your daily skincare routine is. And then my second question is what your – will you change that up at all leading up to your big day? Yes. What will you do?
Okay. So daily skincare routine has just changed this week. So on our website, vanilab.com, we have all of our technicians have like their AM and PM routine. And the reason why we did that is because everyone's skin is so different. So like Bob being like oily yet dehydrated and me being sort of dried and normal, we put everyone's AM and PM routines on it. So you can see my regular routine on there. But what I've just switched it to is a hydroquinone system. And the reason I'm doing that now is to get rid of some of that pigmentation from when I was tanning as a teenager, but also just having had a bit, well, not just, 2.5 years ago now, we had our last baby. And I have some hormonal pigmentation that came up from that. So a lot of people call it their sun mustache.
Yes.
Generally, if you have pigmentation just on the upper lip, it's not from the sun. It's actually hormonal. And treating that with laser might not be the best option if it's hormonal based. So then we sort of look at a hydroquinone system. It's a tricky system. You have to know when to use it, how to use it, how to get off of it. But it works really well. So if you have pigmentation, I would definitely suggest doing it before the summer and giving yourself a good 3 months at least before a wedding if you are going to use something strong like a hydroquinone system, because at first you're going to hate it because your face is going to get red and peel and shed and be irritated, but then you're going to love it because you're going to look flawless afterwards. So I'm personally just starting that. I'll try and get a blog post up
because yes, I get a million questions. Learn more about that.
Million questions about it, but if pigmentation is an issue for you, especially hormonal pigmentation, get guidance on how to use it so that you're using it right. Mm-hmm. And then the other things that I have done personally, just getting ready for the wedding, I'm wearing a very low back dress and I have some little marks on my skin from where I might have, when I was younger, had some breakouts or some sun damage. So I'm going to be doing IPL laser on my back. And I think that's a big thing for wedding preparation for women is a lot of times areas that you wouldn't think of, like your arms, your chest, your décolleté, or your back, on an average day you wouldn't think of those. Mm-hmm. But if you are wearing like a deep plunging dress or a low back dress, those are areas that you can treat as well. So we see a lot of women coming in and getting IPL laser to sort of even out the complexion, get rid of redness or brown spots or freckles on their chest, or come in for chemical peels or acne laser if they get breakouts on their back. So you don't have to be hindered to what you can wear. So if you're someone who does get breakouts on your back, but you love the look of a low back dress, like you can treat that the same way you would treat it on your face. And I don't think a lot of people realize that.
I didn't realize that. So that's a really good insight. And, you know, laser hair removal, I want to touch on that because that is, I hear, life-changing.
No, I'm secretly judging you because I just found out that she
I've never done laser hair removal. And my friends have you been? Recently, exactly, I've been living under a rock, so I will be calling you, booking that in right away. But laser hair removal, so that's something that
laser hair removal is life-changing. Whether it's for your wedding or your honeymoon or just regular life, we are in this wonderful time where laser hair removal is the same price, if not cheaper, than going and getting waxed. Mm-hmm. So it's really like, why would you not?
Yeah.
Like, spend a year, year and a half, 2 years, and go for your sessions every 6 to 8 weeks and just have it done for good. It's life-changing and it's so affordable now. I know there's a lot of places out there that are still pretty expensive for this procedure, and I think they sort of pitch it in a way like, oh, well, it's a doctor or a nurse who's performing it. And I always let people know, like, if that's what you want to do, go for it. But you don't necessarily need to be spending thousands of dollars and having a doctor or a nurse do it, because at the end of the day, a certified laser technician is going to be way more versed and trained in lasers than a doctor or a nurse. You don't cover laser hair removal in med school.
Right.
So you don't need to spend the extra money as long as you're going somewhere that you trust. Like
reputable.
If you have friends who say, oh, I've been there, I had good results, and you don't get a, you know, a sketchy vibe from the place, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars for laser hair removal anymore.
Which is great. And I think that maybe I had that in my mind from years and years ago that, you know, it was painful, it's expensive, and just, I've never looked into it since.
I don't know why. When I was doing laser hair removal, so the most sensitive area is obviously the Brazilian, and you can get numbing creams. So you can either talk to the place that you're going to, or you can just go to the drugstore and buy a numbing cream. You put it on beforehand, and then when you come in, it's not uncomfortable. Like, it's going to kind of feel like an elastic band, but it's not intolerable. When I was doing it, I don't know why I did this. Like, looking back on it, I shake my head at it. But I was always like, no, I don't need numbing cream, I'm fine. And I would just do it without. And there are certain areas that are sensitive. And now I'm like, why did I do that without numbing cream?
don't try to be a hero.
But, yeah. but no, it's, I personally, I find it way more comfortable than getting waxed.
Okay.
Yeah, I got waxed once when I was pregnant.
Oh, well, you're more sensitive when you're pregnant, too. That's probably the worst time.
I was halfway through, and I'm like, I don't know if I can finish this. Like, I have birthed children. I have done, like, all these procedures under the sun. I'm like, I think I'm going to have to, like, wave the flag. I don't think I can do this. Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah. I'm glad that it's – I mean, that's crazy if waxes are more painful. I'm right out to lunch now, we're going
to
fix that.
Done. And then just with thinking, like, if you are thinking for your wedding or your honeymoon, it is something that you sort of have to think of in advance.
Right.
Because you do want to wait 6 to 8 weeks in between treatments, because once we've treated that hair cycle, you have to wait for a full turnaround in the follicles to retreat. You don't. There's no point in treating it twice.
Right.
So you do have to give it 6 to 8 weeks in between and your sessions.
You'll see, I guess, less hair growth as you go through
the
treatment.
So if you say you're getting married in 6 months, that's not to say like, oh, too bad, the ship has sailed. You're too far in to get hair removal, because even if you start now, each time you go, you're going to see less hair. It's going to be thinner. It's going to be finer. It's going to grow back slower. So it's just.
It's a process.
It's something everyone needs to do.
And
there's no excuses at this point.
Nope, there's not. I will be there tomorrow. Want to get out your calendar now? Okay, so the last question I have for you is around skin tightening and skin resurfacing, and what the difference is between those two treatments, and if you can do them on your face or if there's something you can do for your body as well.
Mm-hmm. So they're two completely separate treatments. So skin tightening is usually done with sort of like a deep dermal heat-based treatment, and that's going to go after that collagen elastin matrix. It's sort of like a woven mesh pattern really deep in the skin. And those fibers get pulled tight as they go in and repair themselves after the treatment, and that's just for sort of laxity in the skin. So a lot of women start to see that in their lower face. We get people with the wanting to come in and treat the jowls, so that's skin tightening. Skin resurfacing is usually done with a fractionated laser. We're also seeing a lot of people doing microneedling now. So if you have sort of those deep ice pick acne scars, really large pores, or that sort of orange peel skin, that's when you're going to look at skin resurfacing. So you can do that with like a deep chemical peel. The microneedling, if you don't want to do laser, or if you have a darker skin tone that's not going to react well to laser, the microneedling is a good suggestion for that, or the fractionated laser. So that's just sort of going to go in and make these little columns in the skin and sort of take out tissue that your body then has to repair and create new tissue and sort of smooth out the tone and the texture of the skin at the same time. You can do them on your body. So if someone does have sort of scarring or anything like that, you can do the microneedling or the fractional resurfacing on the body.
Wow. The technology and the treatments that exist now are amazing.
Yeah.
Especially, I guess, you know, perhaps someone has scarring from their teenage years and must be just so empowering to know that there's something out there that can help.
And that's the one good thing with like social media, the internet now, is I feel like all these different procedures are really coming to light, because nobody really knew of them before.
Yeah.
And I know even for me, like now, I don't see it as much, but like like if I go to Starbucks and I buy a coffee, like sometimes you'll see someone there and they just have like this deep, deep scarring from acne all over their face. And I don't want to be rude, but I just want to go up to them and be like, let me help you.
There's something that can help.
You can do something about this. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's, your skin is, you know, like some people think like, oh, like you shouldn't care this much about the way you look. But it's like, it's your face and it's your skin and it's what everyone's seeing when they look at you and what you're presenting to everyone. And to be confident in your own skin sounds so cliche, but it's so life changing to just love your skin and
absolutely
not be self-conscious about it.
And the no makeup thing, that would just be liberating.
Yeah, still sunscreen.
Yes, sunscreen.
Tinted sunscreen.
Sunscreen and retinol. These are the two takeaways for today, right? The most important takeaways. And water.
And water, which I'm so guilty of not drinking enough water.
I try. Karina, who works with me, always brings me glasses of water, so bless her heart. But I'm bad at that too. I'm going to get better at that as well. But and where can people find you? I know you might be starting a podcast, so we'll stay tuned perhaps about that.
Just in the beginning stages of that.
Yeah.
So I'm on Instagram as @Botox_Betty. And there's @TheVanityLab or TheVanityLab.com. Okay. Or if you're in Vancouver, The Vanity Lab.
Or stop by. You're in Yaletown, just near my office. We're neighbors.
And yeah. Oh, and sorry, off topic. Yeah. Maybe we'll have to edit this out. The other thing that I was just thinking of that is going to seem bizarre when you're talking about what I'm doing, getting ready for the wedding. And again, the only reason I bring it up is because I feel like it's one of those things that people don't know exists. So when I was trying on wedding dresses, I noticed that like all these models had like the best curves for their wedding dresses when it came to sort of the bum area, which I have none of. So one of my other things that I've done just as wedding prep, which is really interesting now, is Sculptra injections in my bum.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
So if you go on our Instagram, there's lots of videos about it, which might be sort of shocking to see because it looks like a very large needle, but it's actually just sort of like a bendy cannula. But you can now get injections into your bum to sort of create more volume and curve and sculpt. Yeah.
Wow. So is this kind of like the new butt implant? Because that's dangerous.
It is, because a butt implant looks
that's extreme.
So fake. And I didn't want to do something
too extreme.
Yeah. I just wanted it not to go straight from my back to my, my feet. I wanted there to be a little bit of curvature there, which obviously, you know, a lot of those ads on skinny models are photoshopped in, but you
can't
Photoshop it in on your wedding day. So, yeah.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to check out your Instagram. I'm curious now.
A new fun thing that's trending.
Okay. Well, Natasha, thank you for sharing your knowledge with us. Honestly, it was such a pleasure having you. And just, I mean, A, you're beautiful. You are so smart. So thank you for all of your insight.
Thank you. And I apologize. I sound so nasally because I'm just getting over being sick. I don't normally sound like this.
'Tis the season, but get better quickly. But to learn more about the Almost Married podcast, you can visit my website at alliearmstrong.co. And also feel free to DM me any topics you'd be interested in me covering. You can find me at Events by Ally. That's Ally. So bye for now. Thank you so much for joining me today for another episode of Almost Married. I hope you all feel a little more prepared and excited for planning the wedding of your dreams. If you have any questions you'd love me to cover or ideas for future episodes, I would absolutely love to hear from you. And you can connect with me on Instagram at Events by Ally, that's Ally, or on my website, www.alliearmstrongevents.com, where we have tons of other resources on the website for you to help you create a beautiful, personal, and stress-free wedding day. And if you are so inclined, you can also sign up for my workshop series on my website as well. Last but definitely not least, I would be so appreciative if you left a rating and review of this podcast in your favorite podcast app. It really does help get the word out to other almost married couples who need a little help along the way. And better yet, share this podcast with other brides or grooms-to-be. Thank you again, lovelies, and I hope you join me back here next week where we'll tackle another need-to-know wedding challenge. Bye for now.